Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of May 2018, and this is the 796th Mole Out Loud podcast. I had hoped to record at least a little bit of this podcast down by the water this morning. I went on a bike ride, one of these organised bike rides, and I thought I might be able to sneak off from the group and do at least a little bit of this recording. But there were only three of us on the ride, and so we stayed together, so I didn't have that opportunity. I almost wanted to go back so that I could kind of record this to you, but I knew that I needed to get home before my arm gave out, and really to come back and do some work. What we did this morning was go down to the waterfront around an area called Battery Point, which is one of the oldest suburbs, and lots of small buildings and quiet-ish roads, but very narrow and actually not that quiet. And then we cycled southwards along the foreshore for the most part, but not entirely. And it was just a short ride, really. It was about 2 hours with a coffee in the middle of it. And we didn't go as far as we were intending to because one of the bicycles was being difficult. But lovely to go out with this group. And it's sort of autumnal weather. The first ride I did, which would now be about 2 months ago, I remember it was something like, it was about 30 degrees and it was really hot. And even though it was cooler on the bike than off it, I was quite exposed. And I must say, I do prefer this cooler autumnal weather for cycling. I've come back, I've been to the cafe to do some writing, but I am very, very tired today. I didn't get to bed till very, very late for me. I'm usually a sort of 9 p.m. bed person, and it was about midnight. And I think it was because I'd come up from being at the cave and writing at the cave and then cycled home. I just couldn't settle, and I found myself doing a bit more writing at home, which is almost unheard of. So as a result, I haven't quite had enough sleep last night, and I've been sort of half thinking I should go and have a rest, but also thinking that it's a bit late to do that I would rather sleep soundly tonight. So I'm at a bit of one of those, oh gosh, I hope I can make it moments. But I am having a little walk in a short while. I think that'll wake me a bit, just enough so that I can eat and go to bed afterwards. Today, or rather yesterday, I decided to set up a little writing challenge on Pulse. It's a program that, or an app, I don't know quite what you call it anymore, allows you to keep a word target or an hour target or whatever on whatever projects or project you're working on, so that you can put up an overall amount you want to achieve over any period of time that you want to nominate. And it tells you how well you're doing at meeting that target from day to day. I did this last month. Somebody else set it up, and I found it a really useful way of motivating myself. And so I thought I would set one up this time, this month, for May. I've set it up for 250 words a day, which isn't a huge amount, but then huge amounts can become overwhelming. And it is daily. So over the month, it adds up to, I think, 7,750 words, which is quite, it sounds like quite a nice figure to reach. So I'm going to post the link to this program. It's free. Well, there's a free and a premium version, but it's free for certainly for one project. I think it's free for three projects. So if you want to take part in this challenge, you'll need to first go to the website and put up your own project. Now, your project, if it's eligible for the challenge, will need to be it will need to be defined as the same date, so the 1st to the 31st of May, and it will need to accord with the same word count, that is the 7,750 for that time. And the second link that I'm posting below this podcast will be for the actual challenge. So once you've set up your own project, you can click on the link to the challenge and add yours in if you're interested. It would be lovely to see you in there. Otherwise, I'm just challenging myself, which isn't a bad thing either. If that all sounds a bit complicated, you could contact me by email, and I can send you the instructions more clearly or in writing. But that's my May ahead. That's my intention for May. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to be engaged with whatever project you're working on, or dreaming about, or thinking about, or taking a break from. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.